second aura I heard from Yedid Nafshi, from Levi Chomsky, and that is with a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Sota, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Gaiv is a very, very bad thing, right? We all know that. But the Gemara says, in Sota, Daf Hei, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Rashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Rashi said in the name of Rav, that even though Gaiv is something, you run to the other side of the world. But Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Shehei Bay Echad, Mishmoyne B'Shminas. He said that Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a little bit of Gaiv. How much Gaiv is he supposed to have? A Shmina Sheb Shminas. Everybody tries to understand, what does it mean, Shmina Sheb Shminas, right? A Shmina Sheb Shminas, right? What does that mean? See, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say that today the Bali Gaiva, they fashtein, as we make hoban a Shmina Sheb Shminas, but you know, they just don't measure so good. And as a result, they end up having a little bit more Gaiva. Because Abyssal Gaiva, you are allowed to have. So you have to measure. Shmina Sheb Shminas says, Yeridus Adoiris, Mekenanish Mestan, Azoy Git, Azoy Vida Free of the Gedoiris. That's what the Kotzker Rebbe used to say. But either way, there is a certain amount of Gaiva that a person's allowed to have. And that gaiva is what's known as a Shmina Sheb Shmina. So again, the question is, what does it mean Shmina Sheb Shmina? So it's Yudua that the Vilna Gaon said that if you look at the 8th parasha in the Torah, it's Parashas Vayishlach. The 8th pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach is Yaakov Avinu talking when he said, Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes ashrasi so esavdecha. So the Gaon said that really, if you think about this pasuk, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Why? What was Yaakov Avinu saying? Yaakov Avinu just had a whole bunch of chasodim, and he turns to the Eibush and he says, Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes. I feel so small. You mean you did so many wonderful things for me? I lost all my schosim. It depleted all my savings. I have nothing left anymore. Ichab garnish time, and I'm worried. Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes ashrasi. This is Yaakov Avinu's famous line, Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes. The Gaon said that if you think about it, was Yaakov really right when he said that? Meaning, Yaakov Avinu had all these chasodim. Mehecha teisa, all the chasodim that happened to Yaakov happened because of Yaakov's own schosim. Maybe it happened because of schosavus. Yaakov Avinu had a father, Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a father, Avram. Right, you tell somebody, you give him a compliment, you give him a naches report. What does he usually say? A humble person would say, schus office. Yaakov Avinu had very heilig office. His father was Yitzchak, his zayda was Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, kotointi mikol hachasad mikol emes, ichab garnish, you know why? Because I depleted all my schusim. Yaakov said to Vilna Gaon, you depleted all your schusim, you're making a major assumption that everything that happened, happened because of your schusim. Maybe what happened didn't happen because of your schosim. Maybe it happened because of the schosim of your father and your zayda. And if that's the case, you didn't lose anything. Because all the chasadim that happened had nothing to do with your schosim. And said the Gaon, that really you would think in Hilchas Anova, that would have been the right cheshbon. From Yaakov to be an Anov, and Yaakov to say that all the chasadim that happened didn't happen because of schos atzmi, but rather all the chasadim happened because schos avis, and as a result, the chabavis, I'm doing, I'm fine, I have everything I always had. So the Gaon said that vaistois, Yaakov held that in Anova, the cheshbon he was making was a better cheshbon. How so? He said, because by saying that all the chasadim that happened because of his own schosim, the net result is going to be that today he has nothing. And it's better for a person to say that the chasadim that happened to me yesterday happened to my own schosim, if as a result of that what's going to emerge is as haintachab garnish. Rather than say that all the schosim that happened yesterday happened because of schos avis, but if that's the case, haintachab bechepes. It's a little bit tief, but it's a great chab. So the Gaon said, right, Yaakov Avinu had schosim. So there's two ways you can look at it. He could say that all the schosim that happened with schos atzmi, but if that's the case, or you can say that all the schosim that happened be schos avis, and if that's the case, today I have something. I didn't lose anything. So in Hilchas Anova, what's the right derech? Is the right derech to say that everything that happened in the Avra was b'schos atzmi, which is a little gaivedig, or behind habich garnish, so today I'm a nothing, or fakert, is the cheshbin in Anova to say that everything that happened in the past for sure didn't happen because of me, because ich bin anonov, so must then happen b'schos avis, but if that's the case, today I have something. So the Gaon said, that's what the Gemara means. A Talmud Chacham will have a little bit of gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoyne Sheb Shminas. What's the Shmoyne Sheb Shminas? What it's referring to is this idea. This idea that a person's allowed to say, as Heinz bin ich garnished, if it means that all the chasodim that happened in his own schos, that even though that's a little gaivedik to say that all the schosim happened in my own schos, but at the same time, if the net result is going to be today, I don't have anything, that's okay. And what's the remez? The remez is shmoinesh shminis. It's the eighth pasuk and the eighth parish in the Torah. The eighth parish in the Torah is vayishlach. The eighth pasuk is katointi, mikola chasodim, mikola emes. This is dvorim, you do him in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So Levi told me that he found another pshat. And this pshat is printed, if you have the blue Rabbi Kiva Eger's on Masechtas Bava Basra, so it's printed there in Bava Basra Daf Yod. It comes from the Ksav Yad of one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva Eger, a different pshat in what Rabbi Chia Barashi Amar Rav meant when he said Talmud Chacham Tzorich Sheyehebay Echad B'Shmoinah Shebishminas. That is, we learned the Gemara today. The Gemara said Amar Reish Lakish. My Dichsev. What's Pshat in the pasuk that says Ashira Lashem Ki Goi Go? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not just Go, but He's Goi Go. Shira Lemi. Who is supposed to sing Shira to the person that's Misgoi Lagei? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not just Goy, but he's Goy on top of the people that are gay. The Amama, Melech Shebechayo Esari, Melech Shebebehem Moishor, Melech Shebeoifis Nesha, the other Miskoy Alehem. A person has a right to be Miskoy on top of the behemoths. The Akkadish Baruch Miskoy Al Kulam, Akkadish Baruch is Miskoy, and then Val Koloilam Kulam. It's Mavur in the Gemara that a person is ladder is misgah la behemoth. That even though they're behemoths and there's an animal kingdom with a whole pecking order, a ba'odah misgah alehem. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said that if you look in Sefer Tehillim, if you look in Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, so the Pasuk says like this, I'm starting Pasuk Zayin, because really it's a continuation. Pasuk Zayin says, Tam Shileu b'maisa yodecha. Man was given Memshala on top of Maisa yodecha. Koil shato tachas raglov. All the animals are tachas raglov. The Radak says, like the Pasuk says, Umayrachem v'chitchem yi al kol chayos ha'aretz v'al kol oif ha'shamayim. Pasuk Ches, Tzoyne, Miloshin Tzoyne, Va'alofim, which is also a Loshin of Bakar, Shkar Alofecha, Kulam, are all underneath, they're all under the Memshala of man, V'gam Bahamoy Sodai, and the Behemoths as well. So the Pasuk says that a person is Tamshilei, on top of what? On Tzoyne, and Shkar Alofecha, V'gam Behemoth Sodai, a person has a right to be Moshal and to be Miskaya on top of the behemoths. What's the Makar to our Gemara? Chagigi Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Lashir Lashem Ki Goy Go. Adam is Misgoy Lachayas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misgoy Anef. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a Bissel Gaiva, a Brekel Gaiva. How much Gaiva? A Shmina Sheva Shminas. What does Shmina Sheva Shminas mean? It means our Gemara. It means a Talmud Chacham, a person, is allowed to have Gaiva on top of behemoths. That's what it means. And what's the Remez? The Remez is Shmina Sheva Shminas. Because the eighth Perek in Sefer Tehillim, and the eighth pasuk in Sefer Tehillim is Tam Shileu on Soin and Shkar Lofecha V'gam Behemah Sodah. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. So Rabbi Levi's Hergish was that the Anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger is legendary. It's legendary. Right? The Chassam Sofer said, this comes from the Chutam Mesholish. Quote, this is a quote from the Chassam Sofer. He said, Eini tonu yodeya ad heichan higia and v'sunusay shal Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. It says, we have no hasoga to understand the anov of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shna Torah mishabachta b'midazu. The Torah is mishabeach Moshe Rabbeinu with the mid of anova. B'chol zoi, stating that, im nistakel v'nizboinu b'Rabbeinu Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Chassam Sofer said, if we stop for a minute and we think about the anov of Rabbi Kiva Eger, meaning how great he was and the way he conducted himself, nuchal letzayer, we can have a visual, an image, l'chol apachis, manikra anova b'mida gedusha. End quote. The Chassam Sofer said, we have no asog in the novel of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he said, if somebody would pay attention to understand a little bit the anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he'd be able to stand a little bit the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, the anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger is legendary. You go through the Hakdama to Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you ever find one of my Tshuvas that I describe and I refer to one of my Talmidim as Talmidim, you should know it's a Toys Atfus, it's a Toys Sofer. He says, my whole life I never refer to my Talmud as a Talmud because I always said, Mi'oideya, if my Talmud learned more from me or if I learned more from him. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to his son that's going to work on all his Tshuvas and putting out his farm. He says, all the titles. I want you to take them out. Rabbi Kireger's Anova was legendary. Rabbi Levi said, you want a knetch, a tiefkeit in understanding the Anova of Rabbi Kireger? The Gemara says that a person's allowed to have gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoyda shebeshminis. And nobody understands what it means. Zogt Rabbi Kireger, you want to know what it means? It means you can have gaiva over behemoths. Ki'ilu. Ki'ilufino. There would have been a havamina that if a person's walking in the street and he sees a cat, Klappi the cat, you also have to have anofa. And if you're in a farm and you see a cow, Klappi the cow, you also have to have anofa. And if you see a ferret and a dog, you also have to have anofa. Narvas, Talmud Chochem's allowed to have gaiva, shmoyne shebeshminis. It's dvarim nairoim. It's a sensitivity of anofa that is, it's posh, you can't be masig. That's the anofa of Kiva Eger. This is mamash what Chassam Sofer said. This is, it's a level of anova that we have no hasog in. It's such an unfathomable madrega that Rav Kiveger should have azah hergish that the shmoinu shebishminis is vas. It's the fact that a person is miskal abehemis. Oh, does it? That's gaiva. What? You can't have gaiva klapi behemis. What does it mean anova to a behemah? To us, it doesn't mean a lot. But in the world of Oiskar B'tkait and Anov, Rav Kiveger held it's a Chiddush. And that's Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav, that a Talmud Chochem has Gaiva and Shmoyne Shebeshminis. It's based on this Pasuk, Tam Shileo B'maisi Yodecha Kol Shata Tachas Raglov Tzoyne V'alofim Kulam V'gam B'hamar Yisodais. Rav Levi just concluded and said as follows. He said, there's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Shoychatov in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. The Medrash says like this, quote, David HaMelech was the Meshubach Sheben Melachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meshubach Sheben Neviim. And Kol Masha Asa Moshe Asa David. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, David HaMelech did. Moshe Hoitzi Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. V'David Hoitzi Es Yisrael Mishubat Galis. David took the Yidden out of Galis. Moshe Asa Melchama B'Sichem V'Oi. Moshe Rabbeinu fought a war with Sichon and Oig. V'David Asa Melchama called Svivo. He fought with all his surrounding neighbors. Moshe Malach al Yisrael al Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu reigned on top of Yisrael and Yehuda. V'David Malach al Yisrael al Yehuda. Moshe Karli Yisrael as Sayam. Moshe split the sea. V'David Karli Yisrael as Hanaharos. Moshe Banim is Beach. V'David Banim is Beach. Zehikriv, Zehikriv. Moshe Nosan, Chamishay Chumshay Torah Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Yidden. It was Chamishay Chumshay Torah. It was made up of five svar. V'David Nosan Chamishay Svar Meshabat Tehillim Yisrael. And then David Melch gave the Yidden Tehillim, and it's also made up of five svar. Moshe Beirach Yisrael Bashrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he benched Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael, Am Noisha Bashem. V'David Beirach Li Yisrael Ba'ashrei. And David HaMelech bench Klai Yisrael with Ashrei. The Medrash is Mashva. David HaMelech to Moshe Rabbeinu. Specifically, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah and Sefer Tehillim. The Chamishei Chumshei Torah is made up of five Svarim. Sefer Tehillim is made up of five Svarim. Moshe Beirach Li Yisrael in the Torah Ba'ashrecha Yisrael. And David, throughout Sefer Tehillim, is being Mevarich Yisrael with Ashrei. So Rabbi Levi said, Lefiza, this is another knetch in how David HaMelech's Tehillim mirrors the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vilna Goyim was Megalatos. Then when Rav Chiya Barashi said in the name of Rav, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have on Gaiva. How much Gaiva? Shmoyne Shebeshminis. He said, what was it referring to? It was referring to a remez of Gaiva that Moshe Rabbeinu incorporated in the Torah. And where did he incorporate it in? In the Shmoyne Shebeshminis. It was the eighth parsha in the Torah, Parshas Vayishlach, and it's the eighth pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. Katointi mikola chasod mikola emes. When David HaMelech gave Sefer Tehillim, he did the same exact thing. Like Rabbi Kiveger was Megalatos. In Perik Ches, Pasik Ches, and Sefer Tehillim, Tam Shileu b'maisa yodecha kol shata tachas raglam, Tzoyne v'arofel kulam, v'gam behem v'ham v'sadoi. Again, the Indian of Gaiva was a little bit of Gaiva that Talmud Chacham's allowed to have. This is David and Moshe. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Miramis in the Shmoyne Shebeshminis, the little bit of Gaiva that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have, so too David HaMelech followed in that same lead. And he too was Megala in his Shmoyne Shebeshminis, a little bit of Gaiva that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have.